You are now tuned in, the sheriff says.
What's up?
And that's what's up. Just sit back, relax. I got the show for you.
Yes, I do.
All right, here we go.
What's up, everybody? I hope you like this new intro better than the last new intro. The last one was little. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, but it was a little. I don't know. Too much energy, you know? It's just too much. You look extra right now, man. I mean, you're like so extra. Like, why you gotta be so? Hey, this dude gotta go. Man, I've been watching this funny ass show about this white rapper, and it's funny the way it works out. I like it. It's cool. But the show's not about a little white rapper. You know what I'm saying? I think we've had enough little white rappers for the time being, you know, so I moved on to making some metal songs, and you can check them out at psychicsoldiers.com. It's like the last five songs or so, and I threw in the old ones because they will be redone, but that's just my news, my little news for right now. But we're gonna move on to a topic at hand right now. So, like, we're talking about censorship and who's getting censored and everything. Well, Twitter's decided to censor me. And it's not just Twitter. It's Beto O'Rourke. I'm alleging that it's Beto O'Rourke because I tweeted out, I ain't giving you a single goddamn dollar, Bucky. And I tagged him in it. Like, I mentioned him in it. Like, it's going right to his phone. Oh, thank you, motherfucker. Like, that's what I imagine he's sitting there saying. If I could see a look on his face after half the shit I say to him. God, if I could be a fly on that wall. You know what I'm saying? But anyways. Yeah, so my Twitter account has been locked for 7 days. I don't give a shit. I really don't care. I was baffled at the fact that I got locked out of my account for some shit I didn't do. It always seems like whenever shit happens to me, it's always over some shit I didn't even do. I didn't even break the rules. Here, I'm gonna read to you exactly what they locked my account over, the exact tweet. The tweet says, and I do quote, "You can't be a god when you're dressed like a gimp." That's what I said. Like, that's it. You can't be a god when you're dressed like a gimp. I don't see how that is breaking the rules of promoting violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease. Do you? I mean, really? Really? I really got banned over that. I'm sorry, not banned. My account got locked. Has been locked for violating the Twitter rules, specifically for hateful conduct. It wasn't hateful. Like, a motherfucker can't even take a joke these days. And it was all because Beto O'Rourke, this is what I'm alleging that it's all over, is because Beto O'Rourke was advertising on YouTube and was begging for money and had a donate button at the back of it. And it says, "Fight back." I'm like, fuck you. I'm not giving you a goddamn dollar. And so what did he do? I allege that he went through every one of my tweets reporting all the shit that he could find until he found something. It's not like I went out of my way to, like, do that to him, you know what I'm saying? And, like, if I've done that to somebody, it's because they're sitting there and calling me a fucking bitch, harassing me and all this shit. And half the tweets that I fucking report, nothing ever happens over. It's never violating any rules, okay? Now, I'm not blaming Twitter by any means. I'm not blaming Twitter. I'm blaming some of their staff. Some of their staff members have got a stick way the fuck up their ass, and they can't get over themselves. Much like Beto O'Rourke. Fucking asshole. The first thing I did is I went to his fucking Instagram. I said, fuck you, pal. You got something you want to say to me? Because I've got plenty to say to you. Then I went to his most recent live stream, real video, Instagram video, IGTV, whatever the fuck it is. And I said, you couldn't hack it as a presidential candidate. And you are struggling to make it as a lying, corrupt politician. You're going down, Beto. I will see to it that your career is ended immediately. Just ask Ethan Berkowitz how things went for him recently. Fucking report that, asshole. Suck on that, fucking prick. I mean, that's how I feel. Fuck you, pal. You wanna fucking come get some? Then come fucking get some. I ain't hard to find, motherfucker. Shit, I'll come to you. Is that what you want? God dang. Fucking asshole. You're gonna get a piece of my mind whether you fucking like it or not, Beto O'Rourke. Fucking little beta bitch. Fucking piece of shit. And that's what's up. I'm talking big shit, because I can back it up. I got a fucking spine, unlike this spineless fucking coward. You got something to say? Say it to my fucking face, you piece of shit. I'll say that and more. Much fucking more, Beto O'Rourke. What, you couldn't hack it as your real fucking name? What is this asshole's real name? I'm about to look it up. Get this. Robert Francis O'Rourke. He changed his fucking name to Beto so he could fit in with the Mexicans. And I ain't got nothing against Hispanics at all. But I do got a fucking something against somebody who can't even be the fucking selves. That's what's up, motherfucker. That's what's up. I'm livid at people who can't fucking be themselves. They can't fucking fit in as themselves. So they gotta change their name to get demographic votes. Fuck that. Fuck that. If you can't get a fucking vote as yourself, maybe your piece of shit ass shouldn't be in fucking office, you piece of shit. That's right, piece of shit ass, piece of shit. That's how I fucking feel, man. That's how I fucking feel. Let's keep this shit going, shall we? Fucking... There's so much conflicting fucking statements and evidence and this and that over everything that's going on. You got the Young Turks over here with the rest of the fucking Democrats talking about, oh, fucking, voter fraud never happened. Yes, it did. It always fucking happens. It happens all the fucking time. What, you gonna fucking castrate me because I'm fucking saying something about it? Is that what's up? Because I'm always fucking right and you can't fucking stand it? You can't take it? You can't fucking man up with your testicles or your chesticles or whatever the fuck you got? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to fucking discriminate anybody. Maybe you got chesticles and testicles. What the fuck? You know, I can understand if you were born like that. But whenever you go out of your way to make yourself like that, and you get fake tits and you got dick and balls and you're growing a fucking beard and you have to fucking shave all the time, but you're too lazy to fucking shave and you start growing a beard so you put makeup over it, and it doesn't fucking work because you still got stubble running through it. Jesus fucking Christ. Y'all motherfuckers need to get a grip, bruh. Y'all need to get a grip on fucking reality. Now, you can be whatever you want. If that's what you want to be, then fucking do you, boo-boo. That's all you. That ain't me, though. That ain't me. Like I said, I ain't got no fucking thing against anybody who wants to do anything like that. I ain't got nothing against it. But I will speak my motherfucking mind about it. I do not think it's right. I mean, like I said, you want to be a freakazoid, then go ahead and be a freakazoid. That's all you. You want to be goth? Cool. But whenever you start committing fraud and trying to pass yourself off as something that you're fucking not, I just said it. It's fucking fraud. Melania Trump is fucking fraud. You know, fucking... Bill Gates and Melinda Gates have supposedly been dead since 2013, Ancestry.com says. But guess what else? Melinda Gates was a man before it was ever a woman? Like, come the fuck on, dude. The fucking God made you the way God made you. Leave it the fuck alone, man. You got a dick and a pussy? Fucking cool. Cool. Go fuck yourself. Have somebody fuck you for you so you can have a reach around at the same time. I don't fucking know. I don't care neither. That's not my bag, baby. It's not my bag. It's Trump's bag, though. Trump be fucking Melania. But maybe that's his fucking stage wife. I don't know. Because Barron Trump, who the fuck birthed Barron Trump because it wasn't Melania? It wasn't. Nobody else is fucking talking about this shit. Nobody else is speaking on this shit at all. I don't get it. Should I fucking understand? Where the fuck did Barron Trump come from? What is this motherfucker time cop all of a sudden? He's about to fucking go to fucking Russia to where the fucking cave is. You know what I'm saying? Did anybody read the last president? Because I didn't, but I got the gist of it. Now they're supposed to blow up the fucking White House? Everything is on lockdown right now in D.C.? What the fuck? Not only is it on lockdown, people are getting deployed. My friends are going to war there. They get to go play soldier. What the fuck? In our own country, we're fighting with our own people. Do you guys, are you guys in Canada watching this shit? Like, some of you are just like, what the fuck? Are you guys okay? I mean, I've seen parodies over it. It's fucking funny. The situation, yeah, it's kind of funny. But no, we're not fucking okay. Not like yeah, okay, we can go to the store. We can shop at the store. It's all cool. We can go and do our thing. You know what I'm saying? But this whole PSYOPs shit, this ain't it, boo-boo. This ain't it. I ain't down with this shit. Fucking just do something. Do your fucking job. Get it done. Get it over with. And quit fucking with our minds. Seriously, I'm tired of this shit. This whole fucking, like I said about the conflicting evidence, you've got fucking, what the fuck is his name? I don't even know. He's such an ass. The guy who got caught fucking storming the Capitol wearing the fucking wannabe Viking, pagan, assatru, whatever the fuck you call that shit. Whatever their belief is where there's gods walking among us. Not just God, but gods walking among us. Okay. Not only that, but they also shun white supremacists. Great, fine, that's cool, right? I get it, right? But whenever you try to use a staged event, such as the DC bullshit where they were led into the Capitol, basically escorted in, then told to leave. This is what I'm gathering. Of all the bullshit that's going on, this is what I'm gathering of it. They're let in, then they're told to leave, and now people are supposedly having charges filed against them because they're federal crimes, but get this! It's not a felony, it's a fucking misdemeanor. Storming the Capitol, breaking in, or whatever the fuck happened, even though it was staged, there was a green screen behind them. They were not really in the fucking Capitol, people. Hello? The chick that got fucking shot, it was staged. Now let's say she's dead. Oh fucking well. Like, what can we do about it? Oh fucking well, right? Pray for her, right? That's all you can do. If she's dead and moved on, then she's dead and moved on. But much like the Las Vegas shooting, this shit never happened. This shit never fucking happened. Come on and sue me. If I'm fucking wrong, fucking sue me. Y'all haven't sued me over the Las Vegas shooting, have ya? None of the quote-unquote victims. None of them. None of them. No one has fucking sued me over this shit. Because I'm fucking right, and you fucking know it. And you don't want this news to come out, so you fucking get my account locked on Twitter. Trying to get me banned from Twitter. Fucking pricks. Fuck you. Why don't you get a fucking life? You see what I'm saying? It's not Twitter. It's not Twitter's fault. It is to an extent. You feel me? But it's the people who are doing the reporting's fault. It's those people's fault. You understand? I wish I had the rest of that fucking tweet. I don't even remember what I fucking said. Because that's not the whole tweet that got me banned. But I'm telling you, I didn't break any of the fucking rules. If I did, show me the whole fucking tweet. I've appealed it But we'll see what'll fucking happen. Now, Trump getting banned, that's all his own shit. I mean, he is perma-banned. Perma-fucking-banned. Now, whether he did that to himself, you never know. You feel me? Nobody knows. Nobody understands this shit. There's too much shit going on. Nobody understands what the fuck is going on. And people are like, oh, sources say. Sources, fuck you. Fuck you. You know what my sources say? My sources say that Maria Athens just got a DWI in Las Vegas. You heard me right. A DWI in Las Vegas, driving while intoxicated. She landed herself in jail. That's a pretty fucking hefty fucking charge, too. Driving while intoxicated? Wow. How many people in Vegas, or were in Vegas, have driven while intoxicated? Lots of them. Lots of them. What is it, 1 in every 10 drivers is fucking drunk in Vegas? Huh. You know, this shit is something else. This whole fucking world, you know, y'all are making motherfuckers just cry. You're making people cry. School is making people cry. You know, people are thinking about their fucking, their degrees that they're getting. They're like, God, is this even fucking worth it? Is this shit even worth it? All this shit I gotta put up with, is this fucking worth it? You know, I mean, it is. If you want to get your fucking degree and finish school, then sure, do it. Do it, boo-boo, do it. But shit, you know, stop fucking with people, man. Y'all motherfuckers need to learn to stay in your own motherfucking lanes. Y'all are fucking with the wrong motherfuckers, I'm telling you. I am telling you. I'm not even fucking trying to play around here. You know, you can't find it in the news anywhere that Maria Athens has been arrested for a DWI, because that's just how Vegas rolls. You see what I'm saying? Vegas does shit, and they don't put your fucking business all over the goddamn news. The news is something fucking else these days, man. It's just crazy. But should Maria Athens have been drinking and driving? No. No. In the situation that she's in, she should not be getting intoxicated. There's just way too much going on in her life to where, oh yeah, I think I'm gonna just go get fucking hammered. While I'm at it, I'm gonna get behind the fucking wheel. Cause so-and-so pissed me off. No, that's not healthy. That's not, this shit is not healthy, man. You can't keep doing this to yourself, people. Stop getting fucked up. Stop fucking yourself over. I mean, you wanna do it responsibly? Sure. But stop fucking yourself over in the process, man. It's not healthy. It's not good for you. It's not a good look on you. You know, this whole fucking thing is way out of control. Everything right now is way the fuck out of control. And then now people are getting like, the White House is all fucking bordered off. It's got a 7-foot fence in front of it and shit. What the fuck is really going on? People are saying that the fucking, the U.S. has been stolen. U.S. politics, the whole country's been stolen. Hello? Where the fuck have you been the last fucking 100 years? Motherfuckers moved here and stole the land. What the fuck are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about? You know, and then somebody's all like, on TikTok, they're all like, oh, did you know? Did you know? Did you know? And everything is like something great and wonderful that Trump did. Great, fucking wonderful, but give me credit, because he got those ideas for me. Those are my fucking ideas. You think I'm a fucking showboat, Trump? Go fuck yourself. I think you're a showboat. I think you're one big fucking show. One big reality TV show. One big White House reality TV show. What the fuck? Do something or fucking get shit or get off the pot, my man. You've been on the fucking shitter for 4 fucking years. What are you doing? Seriously, what are you doing? We're all waiting. No fucking arrests have been made. You got a billion fucking laptops from all these corrupt people. What the fuck is really going on, man? Because I'm tired of waiting. I'm not gonna fucking sit around and wait for this shit no more. This is bullshit. I'm over here fucking writing a million fucking songs. I like, what the fuck? Like, I don't even know what I'm doing with myself anymore. I'm still in my fucking teenager years where I want to be this fucking musician and doing all that shit. Well, politics is fucking all upside down and making me not even want to fucking touch the shit. Yeah, fucking Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over there fucking pointing the finger at people. But remember, bitch, you got three pointing right back at you. What about the shit you're doing? Huh? Let's talk about who your fucking mom is. You know, you shouldn't even be in fucking office, AOC. And you got the fucking nerve to call other people out. Say that they're fucking treasonous or whatever the fuck is it. Like, that's how much I don't even fucking care about what you say. I don't give a fuck about what any of you say anymore, dude. I'm sick of this shit. It's fucking horse shit, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of dealing with it. I'm tired of looking at it. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm tired of fucking hearing about it, dude. Shit, or get off the pot. You gonna fucking pull the trigger on a motherfucker and do it. Fucking stop talking about it, dude. I'm tired of this shit. It's the back, it's the forth, it's the left, it's the right, it's the up, it's the down, it's every fucking where. Fucking tell us the truth, man. I'm fucking tired of this shit. And I say it every fucking podcast. Oh, I'm so tired of this shit because I fucking am. I'm tired of this shit. Can't you fucking tell? I've had it fucking up to here. And then some. I'm fucking drowning in this shit. I can't take this shit no more, man. It's too fucking much. And y'all want to fucking act like it's all complicated. No, it's not. Fucking stop playing with me. Stop playing with my fucking emotions. Well, that's how all of us feel right now. Stop playing with me and stop toying with my motherfucking emotions. What the fuck? Like, who do you think you are? Shit, we'll get off the pot. Stop playing people, man. Because it's fucking soon as this shit went down in D.C., motherfuckers said, oh, white supremacists are terrorists and they got guns. Like, right on fucking cue. Right on cue. Y'all are throwing the word terrorist around so fucking much, it doesn't mean anything anymore. You get what I'm saying? Yo, I've overused the fucking word, man. It's so played out. Everybody and their mom is a terrorist. Oh my God, it's so terrible. It's fucking chaos in D.C. on Capitol Hill. And fuck you. Fuck you. Get the fuck out of here. Like, seriously. Fucking Oscar the Grouch with your fucking trash can bullshit, you fucking dumpster fire. Get out of here with this shit, dude. Man, this shit is so stupid. I can't even fucking fathom how dumb this whole fucking thing has gotten. It's stupid. It's a whole big to-do about nothing, man. Everybody knows this is a fucking psychological warfare fucking war zone bullshit. It's like the bullshit on Call of Duty. Whenever you get shot and you know the other motherfucker should have died, it's bullshit, just like that. It's fucking lag. It's a high ping rate. It's stupid. Shit, get off the pot, man. You know, and now, fucking, what, yesterday, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, was seen at a fucking mass vaccination site. I'm gonna say that again. Texas Governor Greg Abbott was seen at a mass vaccination site. Sign up for your vaccinations. We got a big warehouse fucking for you. And everybody's sitting 6 feet apart with their fucking masks on waiting for a shot. These motherfuckers are treating this shit like The Voice, like America's Got Talent. Everybody's lined up, waiting for their fucking turn to be a star, become a star, be the first to get the vaccination. It's your fucking funeral, man. That's your fucking funeral, bro. And fucking King Gavin Newsom, he's over there. People are calling for a recall for him. Like I said, fuck that. Fuck a recall. Impeach his stupid fucking ass. For the love of God already. Fucking fuck recalling him. That gives him the fucking rest of his term to serve. Fucking do your job. Impeach the son of a bitch. He's a fucking coward. And then he's got this fucking electric car plan. and Democrats are criticizing it. Like, this guy can't fucking get right. Fuck him. You know, state Democrats are urging people to not sign the recall. You know what? Who gives a, like I said, who gives a shit about a recall? Impeach him. Impeach him already. All these, throw all these bastards out. They all need to be thrown out. Rebuild. Rebuild. And don't let them fucking in. Don't let these assholes in. They need to be rotting in jail and prison for the rest of their fucking lives. If not fucking shot or hung by a fucking firing squad or an executioner squad or treason. Because you know that they're working with the communists. These people are all working with the communists. They're all Marxists. They're fucking traitors. This shit is treason, man. And all of us in California are like, we should fire Gavin Newsom while we still have a state to save. Because it's true. This motherfucker's on a sinking ship and he's going down. You know, his elitism is crushing ordinary Californians. It's fucking killing us. It's crazy. And in the meanwhile, fucking Gavin Newsom is urging people to send money quickly to schools and businesses and the poor. What the fuck? Why don't you do it, you asshole? This shit is crazy, man. It's fucking crazy. Because even he is opening up a mass vaccination site. Yes, Gavin Newsom is opening up a mass vaccination site. Like, what the fuck? And the petition to recall him is reaching 1 million signatures. But as I said, why the fuck are we recalling him? We need to impeach him. Because meanwhile, my change.org page has 2,264 signatures to impeach his stupid fucking ass. Like, hello? A lot of people, they're like, you know what? He's right. We shouldn't recall him. Why should we let him have the rest of his term? Just get him the fuck out of office and charge him. Press charges against him. But the Supreme Court doesn't want to do nothing. The Department of Justice doesn't fucking want to do nothing. They're not doing nothing. They're sitting on their fucking hands on the situation. This whole fucking thing is happening. This whole world is just going by one day at a fucking time. And every day, all of these states get worse and worse and worse, my friends. And who's doing what about it? Nobody's doing shit about it. That's what's up. That's what's happening. Nothing. Nothing is going on. We've got no fucking proof. Meanwhile, but we got all these laptops. We've got no proof any of the shit being said is actually going on. The only proof that I have that people are being deployed to D.C. is because I got a friend that's being deployed to fucking D.C. My friends in the military are being deployed to D.C. right now. This shit is crazy. And they're going to be deployed for a few weeks at least. Meanwhile, China is offering up their own soldiers to help Democrats? What the fuck? You see, this is where treason comes into play. You understand? This shit is fucking treason. China shouldn't be offering shit right now. They should be minding their own fucking business, staying in their own fucking lane. Cause fuck communism, that's why. Marxist bastards, little dick bastards, stay in your own fucking lane. Mind your own fucking business, communist pricks. You know, people have been signing this fucking change.org/impeachGavin petition. And they're saying, these are the some of the reasons, I'm going to read to you some of the reasons they think he should be impeached. Because he has failed to take care of the people of California. Instead, he is giving our money to illegals, supporting illegals and allowing them to stay in California. Also, he has created no resolution to the homeless crisis that California has. He is a socialist and needs to go. He is violating our constitution and only the legislature can enact laws. He is destroying the lives of people in his state, yet violating them when no one is looking. He is unfit for office. This is medical tyranny, which you would expect in the Third Reich or totalitarian countries. This fascist has to go. Governor Newsom is anti-people. He's a reptilian. I am signing it because the governor wasn't supposed to ban in-person dining and enough extending the regional stay at home. And we want to make California great again and commute with confidence. I'm signing this petition is that please do not ban on in-person dining. I feel that leftist tyrants have gone way too far and should be removed from all positions of power. Big and small, leftist ideology has become too extreme. It is the time. We only serve and save humanity. He should be made to pay for that birthday party that he paid for with taxpayer money. Fuck Gavin Newsom. That's what I'm gonna say. Fuck Gavin Newsom. Mr. Newsom, as mayor, trash San Francisco. The same mentality will attempt to do the same thing to the state. He needs to go. Gavin Newsom is ruining California. If we let him continue, it won't just be California. They are ruining our country, and the American people need to stand up and take it back. He needs to go. Small business needs to stay open. Lockdowns don't work. Lower taxes in California. Unreal hypocrisy aside, he is bereft of any sensitivity to small business needs and lacks the ability to balance public health with long-term economic success for people in his state. He is going to drive this state to the point of no return. Newsom is a tyrannical bitch. Oh, here, but some asshole named Douglas Klinker says, why are you bamboozling people into signing this when your petition is not recognized by the Secretary of State? You are intentionally deceiving people into believing they are signing a valid petition, hoping they won't find out and go to the only official recall Newsom site. No, fuck you, bitch. Shut the fuck up. For the millionth fucking time, mind your own fucking business. Stay in your own fucking lane, you piece of shit. You want them to just keep serving those old fucking term? Then okay, you go do that. Leave me and the rest of the people that want him impeached the fuck out of it, fucking herb. Newsom is a hypocrite and must go. This man needs to go. He's killing our state. Impeach, remove, fire Governor Newsom, the nephew of Nancy Pelosi, corrupted criminals that have enriched themselves and have destroyed California. Justice for the people. American patriots, fight back for your rights and freedoms. Newsom does not care for the residents of California. I want a governor that will help the residents to have a better life, not someone who will make it worse. Plus, I want someone with integrity, and that is not Newsom. As an American, I am concerned by Newsom's attacks on democracy. My restaurant businesses have been hurt by his obsession with lockdowns. I'm signing in hopes enough Californians will remember how great California used to be and realize how much damage this piece of shit has done and continues to do, and will also sign. Strength in numbers. First of all, since he had less votes, he didn't even win the election. He clearly has no idea what he's doing and is only using his power-hungry imposter ideas to run California into the ground. And there I have it. There you have it, folks. There we all have it. He didn't even get enough fucking votes, and yet Nancy fucking Pelosi gave him, he got a grant for this fucking, this position. He does not even belong there. He's not supposed to be there. Get the fuck out of here, Gavin Newsom. We have all fucking had enough of you, you fucking coward. And if y'all cowards don't want to fucking sign a petition, like why did this asshole sign a petition, then fucking cry about it. Fuck you. You signed it, so thanks. Thank you, asshole. But unlike Twitter, I'm not censoring this shit. I don't give a fuck. Say what you want. You signed it, and that was your reason for signing it, was to leave a shitty, schneidy comment. Go fuck yourself, pal. Why don't you say that shit to my face? None of y'all fucking cocksuckers got any fucking balls or ovaries or chesticles or whatever you want to call it. None of y'all got the fucking nuts to say this shit to my face. You're all fucking cowards. You just sit there with your fucking thumb up your fucking ass. Do nothing. That's exactly what you do. You do nothing. You'd rather a fucking recall and allow him the rest of the term to continue to fuck with our state. Go fuck yourselves. Fucking cowards. Other people understand that impeaching Gavin Newsom is the right thing to do. They know he's a fucking tyrant. They're tired of it. They want him fucking just thrown out. Get the fuck out of here. I'm tired of people like him and like fucking Beto. Fucking God, I just got Tourette's about this. Like, fuck you. Fucking piece of shit. Get the fuck out of office. And don't let the fucking swinging door hit you in the ass on the way out, piece of shit. I'm not putting up with your shit no more. None of y'all. Fucking asshole, entitled brats. This is the epitome of entitled brats getting their fucking way in office. This is exactly what this is. Fucking cowards. They're not worth the fuck. Not even in real life as people. They're not worth the fuck. You know what Beto did? He took all your donations and kept it. Made up his fucking little receipts and fucking kept your money. And the whole time, Trump has fucking dismantled a quorum. You understand? He has dismantled a quorum so nobody's fucking campaigns can be investigated. Oh, and they knew it. And they took advantage of it. All of them did. All those dropouts did it. They took your money and they fucking ran. How does that make you feel? You see, this is why these assholes fucking, they got me fucking locked out of my Twitter. Because they knew I'd fucking rage and I'd say this shit. Fucking assholes. They didn't think I'd figure it out, that I'd know who did it. I know exactly who did it, fucking asshole. And I'm coming for you. And guess where Ethan Berkowitz is? Out here in California. He left Alaska because his name was fucking tarnished. He got ruined. Ruined. He's fucking done. Out of here. Sayonara. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Fuck off. Goodbye. Oh, and guess who's still alive? Kim Jong-un. You heard me right. Just as I said. I've been saying this the whole fucking time. It makes me wonder when you guys are going to fucking start realizing that I'm not lying. I'm not making shit up. You can't make this up, folks. Kim Jong-un is still alive. He just fucking wrapped up a multi-day congress of the ruling Workers' Party with calls for economic development and a powerful nuclear weapons program in a closing address. This was just this week. You understand? This was just this week. Japan said no to nuclear North Korea after Kim's speech. Hello? You guys all thought he was dead. You were all under the impression that Kim Jong-un is dead. Look at that. Look at that. Oh, and guess what else is crazy? The Chinese president has an aneurysm. And in the same week, Dr. Dre has an aneurysm. Huh. What kind of communist bullshit is this? Huh. Makes me wonder. Makes you want things that make you go, And you remember Dennis Rodman went well out of his way to go and give his condolences in Korea? What? Like, are you guys even paying attention to what the fuck is going on in the world today? This shit is fucking crazy. It's crazy. Meanwhile, the U.S. carried out the first execution of a female inmate since 1953. That means that we have not executed a female for 67 years. All this women empowerment. All this crazy. Look at all these crazy bitches. This is just how crazy this fucking woman is. A Kansas woman was executed Wednesday for strangling an expectant mother in Missouri and cutting the baby from her womb. The first time in nearly 7 decades that the U.S. government has put to death a female inmate. Her name was Lisa Montgomery. Wow. Wow. All these crazy bitches better fucking watch out. Shit is happening. Shit is hitting the fan, my friends. But now, I'm going to give you an example of how skewed news reporting is right now. Supreme Court restores abortion pill mail delivery ban. But the subtitle is coronavirus infections remain at record highs in many U.S. states. How the fuck do these two even go together? Chung. The U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday reinstated a requirement that women visit a hospital or clinic to obtain a drug used for medication-induced abortions, lifting an order by a lower court allowing the drug to be mailed or delivered as a safety measure during the coronavirus pandemic. The justices granted a request by President Donald Trump's administration to lift a federal judge's July order that had suspended the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's rule requiring in-person visits for the duration of the pandemic. The pandemic is still raging nationwide. Coronavirus infections remain at record highs in many U.S. states. Nearly 130,000 Americans were hospitalized with COVID-19 as of midnight on Monday, and the country had reported 22.5 million infections, 376,188 deaths. Are you guys understanding what's going on here? And then this asshole goes on to say, of course, three liberal justices said that they would have denied it. You know what I'm saying? Do you see? Like, let's just go ahead and throw coronavirus in there. Hey, you fucking asshole. What kind of reporting is this? What kind of reporter is this asshole? He's a communist prick. That's what he is. Andrew Chung on Reuters, whatever you want to call it. The fuck? Get out of here. Yeah, and people have the fucking nerve to criticize my reporting? All right. Sure, buddy, sure. Okay, sure. Yeah, sure. And even though there's been a Freedom of Information Act that proves that COVID-19 does not fucking exist, St. Louis Post-Dispatch is saying Ireland has the world's highest COVID-19 rate. How did it go so wrong? What the fuck? Get the fuck out of here. It's such bullshit. But speaking of Ireland, they're about to receive 1 billion euros from the Brexit fund. Crazy, right? Y'all better watch out in Ireland. Shit is about to hit the fan. It's about to get real crazy in Ireland for you guys. They're about to get 1 billion euros. And Lord knows what they're gonna do with it. Well, how crazy they've gone over this whole fucking coronavirus. You can only imagine where that money's going. And it ain't going to you. That's for damn sure. In another news, the Baltimore Sun is talking about Senator Mitch McConnell is said to be pleased about impeachment, believing it would be easier to purge Trump from the GOP. Fuck you, bitch McCuckled. Fuck you. This whole fucking fighting against racism shit is going way too far. There's an Australian cheese named Coon that is now changing their name to Cheer. It was named after an Australian factory worker or some shit. And they're trying to say that it's racist to call it Coon's cheese or Coon cheese or whatever. They're a fucking Australian. Okay. And you know, Nestle, now they're renaming, I guess they had something called Redskins and Chicos. And now, you know, they're renaming it because they're saying, oh, it's racist. It's so racist. It's racist branding. Is it really? What are you gonna, red skin potatoes? Are you gonna start saying that's racist? Speaking of Redskins, I cannot believe the fucking lameness of Washington's new fucking football team name. The Washington Football Team. Not Washington Cougars, not Washington Bears or Grizzlies. You know, nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? Nothing like that. The Washington Football Team. Okay. Their logo is just a W. Okay. All right. Their mascot is supposed to be just a football. With arms and legs and shoes? Not a face. There's no face on the football. It's just a football. A W, a football, Washington Football Team. What? Like how? What? First we went from the Houston Oilers to the fucking Houston Texans. Now, They wouldn't even change the name of the fucking Raiders. They brought them to Vegas and wouldn't even change the name of the football team. Okay. All right. Wow. There's a man that's been charged with smashing the New Zealand Parliament doors with an axe. Huh. It seems like whatever happens in America, New Zealand has to have their own version of it happen. And what's convenient about this is that the place in New Zealand, it's called the Beehive. Makes you wonder, is it the Hive? Like the Hive? We had a huge fake mass shooting, several of them, in schools, at events, at businesses, at YouTube. So they were all staged. None of them were real. And all of a sudden, New Zealand has the same thing. Coincidence? I think not. So, with that said, can you imagine all the insurance claims going on right now? I mean, I've said this a billion times. This is all for money. These guys want to do psyops and make money off of it at the same time. It's all one big wrap-up smear, as Nancy Pelosi calls it. One huge, big, stinking, stupid wrap-up smear. But speaking of smearing people, the Israelis right now have been holding a protest over the Prime Minister's corruption trial. Get this. Dozens of Israeli protesters carrying lit torches, megaphones, and flags gathered at dawn Wednesday outside Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's official residence to highlight his corruption trial, which is set to resume next month. Police said at least seven demonstrators were arrested for disorderly conduct. The demonstration was organized by Prime Minister, one of several groups that have sprung up in recent months calling for Netanyahu to resign over the trial and his government's handling of the coronavirus. For months, protesters have held weekly demonstrations outside the Prime Minister's office and at major road intersections and bridges across the country. Netanyahu was indicted last year on charges of bribery, fraud, and breach of trust linked to the three corruption cases that he's got going on. He has denied any wrongdoing and accuses the media, law enforcement, and judicial officials of waging a witch hunt against him. Is any of this sounding familiar yet? The protesters Wednesday morning read the indictment outside his residence. He was supposed to appear in court Wednesday, but the hearing was postponed to February 8th because of a coronavirus lockdown that heavily restricts public gatherings. Netanyahu is once again fighting for re-election ahead of a nationwide vote in March. It's not just us this is happening to. It's happening all over the place. Same scenario, different actors. Same roles, but different actors. Same things going on, but different actors. You see what I'm saying? It happened with the kneeling on the neck incident, where the cop was kneeling on the African-American's neck, which was all staged. It happened in several countries, not just here. It happened in several countries, the exact same scenario going on, the exact same thing, just different actors. Do you see what's going on here? Are you understanding the magnitude of what I'm telling you? It's the same thing. It's psyops here, psyops there. You get a psyops, you get a psyops. Everybody gets a psyops. I'm tired of this shit. Biggest psyops ever is about to happen. Biggest one ever. And it's gonna top the last one. Just like the one before that, and the one before that, and the one before that. They're gonna blow up the freaking White House. They're gonna blow it up. I say good, good. Burn the whole house down despite one rat, or two, or three, or four, or five, or six, or seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. There's a billion people that need to be thrown the heck out. Throw them all out.